Here's your latest news on the Basin Radio Network.
New Aquatic Center pool makes a splash with students and swimmers. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shaleen. The new pool at the Campbell County Aquatic Center is officially making waves after a major milestone last month when 1 million gallons of water were pumped into the facility using fire hydrant-style hoses, a process that took more than 2 days to complete. According to a Facebook post from the Campbell County School District, the pool has been put to the test by swimmers of all ages and experience levels. On December 8th, Prairie Wind Elementary students became the first elementary class to take the plunge, launching a new rotation of swim instruction focused on lifelong water safety skills. Later that same week, Aquatic Center staff and local swim teams hosted the facility's first ever meet. Those early splashes mark the beginning of a broader mission. From the first through sixth grade, students spend 30 minutes a day in the pool for 10 days, learning how to float, swim, and tread water. The 300 minutes of instruction are designed to build confidence and, in emergency situations, help students save themselves. Aquatic Center Supervisor Phil Rehard called the new facility the Super Bowl of swimming, noting the excitement students have shown for the upgraded space. Before opening, the pool passed rigorous inspections, meeting standards to host both regional and national swim and dive competitions with measurements verified down to 1/8 of an inch. That certification could also bring major events and visitors to Campbell County. Aquatic instructor Mariah Morgan says the work is deeply rewarding, especially watching students gain confidence in the water. The new Aquatic Center is now set to serve students, athletes, and families for generations to come. Wyoming Freedom Caucus unveils top priorities for 2026 budget session. The Wyoming Freedom Caucus announced its top five priorities Monday, heading into the 2026 budget session, led by a push to roll state spending back to pre-pandemic levels and curb the growth of government. In a statement, the caucus, which holds a majority in the Wyoming House, said its agenda is driven by voters and aimed at delivering what it calls real wins for the state. According to Wyofile, the remaining priorities include making pen and paper ballots the default voting method statewide, expanding parents' ability to sue when they believe their rights are violated, removing what the group calls obscene materials from children's sections of public libraries, and codifying public access to judicial opinions and court proceedings. Budget specifics were not included in Monday's announcement. House Appropriations Chair John Bair of Gillette said rumors of massive budget cuts are overblown, noting no proposal exists to slash state spending by 30% or deeply cut the Department of Health. The Joint Appropriations Committee is currently finalizing a draft budget following weeks of hearings and is expected to introduce a bill later this week. Governor Mark Gordon has urged lawmakers to consider taking recent abortion rulings directly to voters through a constitutional amendment, an idea House Speaker Chip Nyman says is under discussion. The Wyoming Legislature's budget session begins February 9th in Cheyenne. That's it for your Basin Radio Network news. I'm Terry Shaleen.